Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, January 30th. You'll be interested to know, 82 years ago, today in 1942, California became the first state to celebrate Fred Korematsu Day in 2011, honoring the Japanese-American activist who was convicted for violating an exclusion order that required him to relocate. His subsequent legal appeals were consistently denied, highlighting the struggles faced by Japanese Americans during World War II. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect ankle-to-knee-high swell on Thursday, with fairly clean morning conditions and offshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Friday, expect similar ankle-to-knee-high swell, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon. Saturday will continue with ankle-to-knee-high swell, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair at 2-plus feet until 9. After that, it turns choppy to fair until sunset. Not a great day to surf. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming high tide, when the east-southeast swell is a half foot at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 8 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 6.5 foot at 9 a.m., with a minus 1.5 foot low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 42 degrees, with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:19, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:43. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Thursday with a high near 55 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 45 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Friday with a high near 56 and light northwest winds. Saturday brings similar conditions with a high near 59. Sunday stays sunny, reaching a high near 61. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows around 47 to 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a mounted helicopter now stands prominently at the main entrance of Naval Air Station North Island, honoring Commander Clyde Lassen, a distinguished naval aviator and Medal of Honor recipient. The H-60, freshly painted in blue and gold, commemorates Lassen's heroic actions during the Vietnam War, where he rescued two aviators while under fire. Bill Personius, CEO of the Naval Helicopter Association Historical Society, led the effort to display this helicopter, which was restored after lying unused for over a decade. Recently, a plaque was also dedicated to Lassen at the Mount Soledad National Veterans Memorial, ensuring his legacy endures. Now on to sports. The Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, are making headlines as they pursue another Super Bowl title. After defeating the Buffalo Bills, Mahomes cheekily tweeted, "I'll see y'all in New Orleans," referencing the iconic Kermit sipping tea meme. The Chiefs are now viewed as football's evil empire, having replaced the New England Patriots. With 3 Super Bowl wins in the last 4 years, some fans have shifted from admiration to resentment towards their dominance. Despite the criticism, Mahomes and the Chiefs embrace their villain status and continue their relentless pursuit of history. In local sports, last night, the Kings fell to the Panthers 3-0 in Sunrise, Florida. Matthew Tkachuk led Florida with a goal and 2 assists, while Sergei Bobrovsky made 30 crucial saves. Despite a strong effort, the Kings couldn't find the net. Blay now stands at 26, 16-6 for the season. Tonight, the Kings hit the ice in Tampa Bay, squaring off against the Lightning. Tonight, the Lakers, with a record of 26-19, clash with the struggling Washington Wizards, who are 6-40 at Capital One Arena. Anthony Davis leads the Lakers with a stellar average of 25.7 points per game. The Lakers are favored by 10.5 points. In top news, Zyn, a nicotine pouch brand owned by Philip Morris International, is experiencing explosive popularity, largely fueled by social media influencers. One notable figure, Max van der Aard, has gained over 1 million followers by creating humorous content centered around Zyn. This unregulated promotion has attracted various demographics, including young adults and conservative figures. However, with Zyn being illegal for anyone under 21, concerns arise about its appeal to minors. Despite claims of marketing only to adults, Philip Morris faces scrutiny as Zyn's casual promotion continues to thrive, reminiscent of the youth vaping crisis surrounding Juul. In business news, Elon Musk has announced an ambitious timeline for Tesla's robotaxi service, expecting a fully autonomous ride-hailing network in select California cities by the end of 2025. During a recent earnings call, Musk revealed plans for an initial launch of unsupervised, full self-driving taxis in Austin, Texas this June. Unlike competitors that utilize expensive sensors, Tesla's cost-effective, vision-only approach relies on cameras. Despite safety concerns and investigations into its self-driving software, Musk assures that safety is a priority. He anticipates launching the Cybercab service in several cities by 2026, as investors remain optimistic about Tesla's future. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to about $105,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $3,200. And Goetzius Maximus is unchanged at 19 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A federal judge has ruled it unconstitutional for the Federal Bureau of Investigation to conduct warrantless searches of communications from United States citizens collected under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In a recent decision, a United States District Court judge stated that these backdoor searches violate the Fourth Amendment. The Electronic Frontier Foundation notes that while Section 702 allows the collection of foreign communications, it should not infringe upon the rights of U.S. residents. The ruling follows a case involving Agron Hasbadrami, highlighting the need for a legislative warrant requirement to protect constitutional rights. news. Texas-born actors Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson have reprised their True Detective roles in a video urging the state legislature to increase Hollywood productions in Texas. The four-minute clip, titled True to Texas, features the duo alongside Dennis Quaid, proposing the creation of films, television shows, and commercials in the state. McConaughey describes Hollywood as a tuneless, flat circle of wood, advocating for a renaissance in Texas filmmaking. Recently, the Texas Senate announced a proposal to invest $498 million into the Texas Film Incentive, aiming to transform the state into the movie capital of the world. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher, Aristotle. And he said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.